Blog Talk Radio.
It is said that branches draw their life from the vine. Each is separate, and yet all are one as they share one life-giving stem. The Bible tells us we are called to a similar union in life, our lives with the life of God. We are incorporated into Him, made sharers in His life. Apart from this union, we can do nothing. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee.
My soul,
how great thou art,
how great thou art,
how great thou art,
how great thou art.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee.
Indeed, the Lord is great and greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. I hope you were at prayer last night. We had a great, great time in the Lord praying Psalm 91. I already started today to read my Finney chapter. We're for next week, November 1st, Tuesday, November 1st, we're going to be studying Finney's book, chapter 16. Get a head start, saints. I started today, and you will be blessed. Well, we're here again talking about the glorious Church of Rome, and what a great church it was. This is series number 43. Can you believe it? We have been 43 weeks into the Word of God. We started the first week of January, and we started prayer on the first Tuesday in January. We got off and running in January, and we have been consistent ever since. And consistency, my brothers and sisters, is the name of the game, as they say. Well, we're going to be reading Romans chapter 16, verses 1 through 11. Romans 16, so open your Bibles. Romans 16, 1 through 11. Thus beginneth the reading of God's holy word.
Romans 16. I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church which is at Cenchrea, that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you. For she hath been a succorer of many, and of myself also. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise greet the church that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved Epaenetus, who is the firstfruit of Achaia unto Christ. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. Salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Amplius, my beloved in the Lord. Salute Urbane, our helper in Christ, and Stachys, my beloved. Salute Apelles, approved in Christ. Salute them which are of Aristobulus' household. Salute Herodian, my kinsman. Greet them that be of the household of Narcissus, which are in the Lord.
Salute Herodian, my kinsman. Greet them that be of the household of Narcissus, which are in the Lord. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. We praise your name. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Father, we come to you humbly, but seeking, desirous to be fed of your word. Bless us, Lord. Bless us as we study the different people mentioned here in this last chapter of Romans. Give us great understanding, insight, and Lord, we pray one day, we'll be gathered together in heaven and meet these Roman saints that we've read about here in this wonderful chapter. Bless us, Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way with our hearts, because it's about the heart. It's about transforming our hearts, Holy Spirit. What good would it do for us to read the Bible and have all this information in our heads if our hearts aren't changed? That's the bottom line. Change our hearts, Holy Spirit. Make us more like Jesus, we pray. In his wonderful name, amen, amen. Today we're looking at that portion of verse 11 that says, greet them that be of the household of Narcissus, which are in the Lord. You notice in verse 11 the word salute and greet, they're one and the same in Greek as basilmai. So Paul is saying, listen, I want you to hug and kiss for me and lay it on heavy on all those members of Narcissus' household who are in Christ. First, who is this man called Narcissus? Who is he? Well, some believe that he was a former slave turned freedman, E-E-D-M-A-N. A freedman is a person who was once a slave, but through the granting of some decree or through the purchasing of their own freedom, they have arrived at free man status. So it is believed that this Narcissus started out as a slave in life, but now is a, now in Paul's day, was a free man. It is also believed that he was a favorite of the demented Emperor Claudius, that pedophile. You know, Claudius liked little boys, and he had them by the hundreds in his palace. He was a crazy old Roman emperor. And so some historians say that this Narcissus, and of course we don't know if the Narcissus being mentioned here is the same one who was a favorite of the demented Emperor Claudius. And by favorite, you know, it could just be favorite slave or even favorite child to abuse. We don't know. We don't know. The text doesn't reveal. The ancient texts don't reveal. But he was a favorite of some kind. Now, this Narcissus, when he became free, he entered into enterprise and became rich and powerful through his own industry, Narcissus. So now Paul says that he sends greetings, he sends salutations to those who are of his household. Now, if you look at your King James Bible, any translation that you may have, if you notice, if you're reading from the King James and you look at the word household, it's italicized. Now, that's always a clue. When anything is italicized, you know that the translators are telling you it is not in the original text. It's inserted because it is inferring It is pointing to a household, although the term household is not used. You're not going to find a Greek equivalent for our English household in the text. It's not there, but it is inferred. So greet them that be of Narcissus's household, or the households of Narcissus, which are in the Lord. Now, there's several ways of looking at this salutation. First, we don't know if Narcissus has already died, and that's why he's not receiving a salutation from Paul. If he died, we don't greet dead people. Two, it could be that Narcissus is still alive, but he's not a believer in Christ, therefore he doesn't get a salutation. As you see, Paul salutes and greets, hugs and kisses, and pours sugar on those who are in the Lord. So there are people who worked for Narcissus, people who were slaves, property, chattel of Narcissus, as he once was, who are now free in Christ. They're not free from their Roman bondage, but they're free in Christ. They are saved. Now, the name Narcissus is Greek. It's of Greek origin. And in Greek mythology, there's a story of an imp called Echo and Narcissus, a beautiful young boy. So let me play this for you. Let me play this a short, it's not even 5 minutes, but it'll bring you back to the days when your teacher, whether in junior high or in high school, whenever you took Greek mythology, you'll remember this little story. And here it is.
Echo was a beautiful nymph who took her greatest pleasure in amusing herself in the woods and fields. She was one of the best friends of Artemis, the goddess of the hunt, and enjoyed some prestige among the other deities. But Echo had a serious problem. She was a loudmouth and always liked to have the last word on everything. Zeus, the supreme god of Olympus, adored the company of the beautiful nymphs and frequently visited them on his way down to Earth. One day, the goddess Hera, his wife, decided to look him up. She went to the nymph forest to catch him red-handed. Echo, upon seeing the goddess approaching, tried to cut her off to cover Zeus's escape. She flattered the goddess's beauty and talked incessantly, while Zeus took the opportunity to flee. Hera, tired of the babbling nymph, ordered her to shut up and get out of her way. Zeus's wife understood that she had been deceived. Echo could not escape unpunished from her rage. Hera punished the nymph, who always loved to give the last word on everything. From that day on, her fate was to repeat the last word she heard. Echo went on to wander sadly through the woods until the day she came across the most beautiful man she had ever seen. She fell in love immediately, but she knew that she had no way to express her love. The man was Narcissus, one of the most handsome young men in all of Greece, known to disdain all suitors. He was hunting with his friends, but eventually strayed from his companions in the woods. That's when he heard a noise coming from the bushes. "Is anyone there? There, there, there." Narcissus walked up to the nymph, and she, insane with passion, tried to grab him. He pushed her away and said, "Let go of me. I don't want you. I want you. I want you." Narcissus ran away and left the lonely nymph behind. After being snubbed by Narcissus, Echo wandered through the woods and stumbled upon a group of nymphs who had also been discarded by the boy. Unlike Echo, who had accepted her sorry fate, they cried out to Nemesis, the goddess of vengeance, to punish the young boy who had scorned them. The goddess heard their prayers and decided to punish Narcissus so that he could learn what it was like to be unrequited in love. The young man was strolling near a water spring and decided to stop and quench his thirst. As he knelt down, he saw his reflection in the water and understood why all the women threw themselves at his feet. But he would fall in love with his own image. He attempted to touch the face of his reflection, but it vanished when he did. "Why do you run away from me? You smile at me and then despise me." Echo, in hiding, watched everything. Narcissus spent days contemplating his own image. Narcissus stopped eating and started to wither, but he did not stop contemplating his own beauty. Up until the day he fell into the water trying to grasp his reflection. Due to his weakness, he ended up drowning. His spirit was taken to the world of the dead. There he contemplated his own image in the waters of the Acheron River while the boatman made his crossing. A beautiful flower grew where Narcissus's body had been buried. The nymphs named these flowers after Narcissus. Echo plunged into a deep sadness and chose to live secluded in a mountain cave. The nymph was ultimately absorbed by the mountain. But whenever Echo is called upon, she comes forward to give the last word.
Well, of course, that's Greek mythology, but it gives you a little bit of a background. Now, the reason why I play that is because, again, the name Narcissus has to do with great beauty. And if it is true that he was a favorite of Claudius, Claudius liked beautiful little boys. So he was, if that's true, the likelihood is that he was one of Claudius's many forced paramours. So, now, also, the name Narcissus has to do with a flower. The Greek rendering for Narcissus is the flower daffodil. If you remember in the little story that I just played for you, the imps named the flowers where Narcissus had died. They named it. And so throughout time, from Greek legend, this flower is the daffodil. So his name is always connected to beauty, and his name is always connected to the flower, the daffodil. Now, if that's true, that this young man grew up to be a freeman who eventually, after Claudius's death, became a freeman, and he was able to purchase his freedom by enterprise, then he has a large household, many people, many slaves, many workers. And the gospel reached that house. And there were some in that household who came to Christ. And Paul salutes those who are saved, those whom the God's hand of grace has already touched for salvation. Now, we've been looking at household salvation in this chapter. We've seen where God is saving the people who are members of the house, but not necessarily saving the household leaders. And I just find it interesting that in some cases, everybody in the house is saved, and in other cases, some people are saved. So again, Paul salutes those in Christ who are of Narcissus' household. Well, that'll do it for today. Tomorrow we'll be back. We're going to be looking again at another verse. We're going to be starting at verse number 12, and I hope you'll be blessed with tomorrow's study as we venture, as we move forward, to study these biblical characters whose names are there locked in time for us to study. And we pray that, you know, in some of these houses, think about this. Let's just think on this before we close. In some houses, some people today are treated as sex slaves. In some houses, some people are being abused. In some houses. Let's just pray that God would reach into those houses and save some of the people that have been abused. Some of the people who were abused in the past and are not being abused today, but still need healing from that, or that God would go into situations where people are being currently abused and save them from pedophiles. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. God bless you, saints.
And sunshine, Lord, abide with me.